Jesus said, you receive without payment, give without payment. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Amen. Accountability without compassion is mere brutality. Compassion without accountability is mere sentimentality. I'm going to say that again because it's kind of early. Hi, Charlotte. Accountability without compassion is mere brutality. Compassion without accountability is mere sentimentality. I read this somewhere recently and it literally stopped me in my tracks. Jesus says, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, both and. I, for one, tend to walk through the world shifting from either serpent or dove. But then I hear Jesus, and he says to me, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And what I realize he is saying is that in this world, we need to hold both accountability and compassion in tension. In every moment, all the time, both and, not either or. Because Jesus is sending his disciples out into the world, the real world, as his sheep. He knows that they will need both the skills of the serpent and the dove in a world full of wolves. His disciples are going to need both compassion and accountability to fulfill their mission. To build the kingdom of God in the real world, much like parenting, I would say, happy Father's Day as well. Wolves, doves, serpents, sheep, all of these animals show up in our scriptures as similes to teach us how to be in relationship with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Because relationships are crucial. In fact, they are the foundation of the kingdom of God. Last Sunday, Father Mike talked about trust. If relationships are the foundation to building the kingdom of God, then trust is the foundation of relationships. Trust, the belief in the reliability, truth, ability, and strength of someone. Do any of you have that friend who tells you whatever you want to hear, whatever they think will make you feel good or better about a thing? Say you make a mistake at work or as a parent and you are feeling guilty. You share this with your friend and they immediately tell you how what you did wasn't that bad. And how it was really someone else's fault, or your boss is just overreacting. Anybody have that friend? We love those friends. Now, while that might make us feel better in the moment, at the end of the day, the result of this kind of friendship is really a loss of trust. Because the truth is sometimes we do make mistakes, and sometimes we do need to feel guilty. To hold ourselves accountable takes great strength. And it takes strength to sit with someone who is feeling responsible for their actions and to support them in their growth. The truth is, it takes strength to hold someone accountable and to be accountable to someone. Trust, belief in the reliability, truth, ability, and strength of someone. If a friend lacks the ability to be with us in our taking responsibility without supporting us in our accountability, then we cannot really trust them. Likewise, We also may have that friend who holds everyone accountable for everything in ways that maybe shame or minimize a person's humanity. We may leave these conversations with this person feeling overly responsible, as if all of the emotional work of that relationship is up to us. This kind of dynamic also lacked truth, because most relationships, most conflicts are simply more complicated than one person not doing the right thing. So in this dynamic, we also lose the ability to trust that person. Jesus says, if you go into a home and they will not welcome you or listen to you, shake off the dust from your feet and leave that house. Secure, trusting relationships are essential for discipleship. If we are to be in this work together, we must have deep compassion and honest accountability as the basis of our relationship. We must trust one another to be reliable, truthful, capable, and strong. Wise as serpents, innocent as doves, both and. Because Jesus is sending us out as sheep into a world of wolves. How do sheep respond when approached by wolves? Sheep are prey animals. They have a keen sense of the world around them. They hear well, and they have a wide scope of vision. And when they sense danger, they flee. And yet, once they have enough space between themselves and perceived danger, they regroup as a flock and turn and face the danger together. A sheep alone in the world does not stand a chance, but sheep in a flock, however, do. What humans learned through this is that even as a flock, sheep have more of a chance of survival if they are tended by a shepherd. A shepherd that can create space for them to graze easily, who can perceive danger perhaps before even they do, and can give the sheep direction, a path that can lead them to safer, more nourishing grazing spaces. Why do you suppose Jesus would liken us to sheep and not say wolves? Why not be wolves? Independent, predators, in no need of a shepherd or even a flock in this world. During the time in which Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, the world was full of wolves, people preying on the weak for power and resources, and Jesus was sending the disciples out to feed and tend those very people, to cure every disease and to free the oppressed. Jesus knew they would not be able to do this work alone and survive. Jesus knew his disciples would be vulnerable to those in power, that they would need trusting relationships with each other to be able to meet their mission. 2,000 years has passed since these words were spoken, and yet not much has changed. The human condition remains much the same. Those in power tend to prey on the vulnerable for more power, more resources. A sense of fear and insecurity, a belief in scarcity, still has the world in this either-or stance. We either have enough or we have to oppress others to get it. This false belief still leads to oppression and violence locally and globally. And so Jesus' words ring true even 2,000 years later. I am sending you out as sheep into a world of wolves. Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. We are still today being called to live as vulnerable humans in a world of oppression and violence, and we are still being called to live as a flock, bound together in trusting relationships, so that we can turn and face the danger together. Accountability and compassion, both and. Tomorrow, the world will celebrate Juneteenth. While many have celebrated this holiday since 1866, it became a federal holiday when? Anybody know? 2021. This holiday recognizes that liberation for formerly enslaved humans in the United States took 2 years from the Emancipation Proclamation to become realized. 2 long years in southern states before enslaved people even knew their enslaved status had been revoked and that they had been liberated, freed from oppression. Some 202 years because those in power could not be trusted and fought for their oppressive power for as long as possible. But in 1865 in Texas, one leader, Gordon Granger, informed all residents of Galveston, Texas, that formerly enslaved people were in fact free and would be treated as such from then on. The Emancipation Proclamation would be the rule and would be respected because this general was a trustworthy leader of the people he was called to shepherd. This freedom led to a time of great growth and liberation for formerly enslaved humans, both financially and culturally. The sheep could then gather and toward the danger because the space had been secured for them to do so and the wolves had been pushed back. This time is known as the Reconstruction Era in our history, and unfortunately for most of our country, it is just that, history. Because the wolves didn't stop preying on the sheep. What those wolves with power did to end the era of Reconstruction is too much to detail in this sermon, but let me suggest that you do your own research into such events as Black Wall Street and Tulsa, Oklahoma, to begin to understand the force with which some people in power resisted Black liberation. We have much to be accountable for in this nation. We have been sent out into the world as sheep among wolves, and sometimes we have been the wolves. For those of us in this room that have benefited from the actions of wolves, we may feel deep guilt and even shame. And maybe there is a part of us that resists looking into our history to see where we went wrong, to see what our forefathers did as they acted as wolves among sheep. Maybe we resist accountability and offer each other only sentimentality to soothe our burdened hearts. And while shame will not get us where we need to go in order to build the kingdom of God, compassion without accountability is mere sentimentality. To make Juneteenth a federal holiday without actually acting to repair the harm of slavery is exactly that, mere sentimentality. And mere sentimentality is like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is not to be trusted. If we are to be trusted as a nation and as a people, we must learn to be accountable to our actions and to act with compassion to repair relationship. We must be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, accountable and compassionate. The compassion can come from recognition and honor of a day, for sure. But the accountability is corrective action in the form of true repair. Only then will we create space where the sheep can gather together and turn to face the danger. I really did not mean for this sermon to become about reparations, but here goes. The Episcopal Church benefited financially in immense ways from slavery. That is just a fact. There is no denying that truth. In the Diocese of Maryland, under the compassionate leadership of a great shepherd, that diocese decided after looking at their history to hold themselves accountable and to act with compassion. They started a fund with seed money of $1 million to fund an organization that is working to improve lives of African American communities. This is one such action among many in the Episcopal institution. And conversations are now being held about how to strengthen this work across the country. Jesus said, "You received without payment, now give without payment." Compassion without accountability is mere sentimentality. Federal holidays without federal action is mere sentimentality. Is there any question as to why many don't trust? Friends, sometimes we are sheep and sometimes we are wolves, both and. That is just a fact, and we would be wise to accept it. Because only from that place can we truly make repair. Only from that place can we fully repent and be transformed. Only from that place can we be in trusting relationship with those most impacted by our actions or the actions of those before us. And only through repair can we turn together to face the danger like sheep sent out into the world. Only from that place can we love, truly love, not just offer mere sentimentality. And as our great shepherd taught us, to love is our greatest commandment. And to love, there must be relationship. And to be in relationship, there must be trust. And Jesus said, "See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Be aware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you. And you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me as a testimony to them. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say or what you are to say, because what you are to say will be given to you at that time. Grace, what will we say to the world right now? How can we make Juneteenth more than mere sentimentality? And how will we gather together and then face the danger? I alone don't have that answer, but I do know this. It will require both and compassion and accountability. I trust that as sheep in a world full of wolves, we can enter the conversation about repair and trust that the words will come to us. And I trust that God will give us the strength to speak them. Amen.